Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, you guys. I get into philosophical discussions. The reason why I talk about these issues, see, I want to talk about my music, but I'm dealing with people around me or situations, even in my own life, me, that comes with the past, who I met in the past, who I dealt with in the past, whether it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. One thing is certain and assured, the past is over forever. I'm older than I was in the past. I will never see the past because I was younger. That is a firm truth. And I mentioned in previous podcasts of life, we got to move on. For me, I had bad experiences. I had so many from the past. So, and that's part of the problem is, you know, overcoming, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder or experiences from the past or people I met. I met people, you know, I was angry that somebody didn't like me or maybe some horrific tragedy. And some things take a while to get over, you know, like I experienced some criminal acts that, you know, that's not easy to get over. Being harmed or a victim of a crime, which I experienced, or harassment or so on. But I do know that I was reminded a long time ago that I only have one life to live. So I have to take care of the situation, you know, go to the cops, file a police report. But I also know that I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I have to try to make the best of what I have, pick myself up, and continue to live by moving on. So whatever experience I had in the past or who I met in the past and they're not there no more, then I go and meet new people and I stay away from bad people. Or I try to progress and try to do something positive. I go to college or I want a new job or I try new things to enhance my life. Because I know that life is not guaranteed to last forever. So since it's not guaranteed to last forever, I must stay in touch with the present by taking care of myself so that I can live my life as best as I can because I don't know how long I'm going to live. I do know that if I spend my whole life stuck in the past 20 years ago or angry because somebody don't like me or whatever, and then I pass away, then I realize I wouldn't know when I'm dead what happened, but I wasted my life. Where I know that I have to move on, I have to find new people, I have to better myself, I had to keep away from bad people, learn from the past. You know, that I'm mentioning this because I'm aware of that, but some people around me ain't. They stuck in 1997 or 2001, 2002. They can't move on from that era, 1985, 1970, 1960. Those years are not coming back. That age, you know, they might have 2 or 3 years of natural life left. They can't be wasting it away, but they make the choice. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means, for me, that's out of my control. And these people come over to me talking about what happened 20 years ago or 10 years ago. That doesn't pertain to reality or what's going on now. If they can't move on from the past, and then they must have some severe mental health issues. They need to get help. They need to go to a therapist or go to some doctor or something to help them. Yes, for me, surviving a bad experience is seeing what people done to me because I had a very bad life, the truth, it takes a long time to heal. And it's understandable. But I also know that I have to keep living, so I have to move on from whatever and continue because I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I had to make the choice to go and do what I need to do to enhance my life or stay stuck in the past and wonder what happened 20 years ago and then waste it away. Because that's the choice we have. For me, I had to make that choice to move on. Because the past, the truth is, the past is hindrance. The past is old. The past doesn't have nothing to do with the present and the future in a lot of ways because it's more, you know, because I know more now about things that I did back then. So that's not something I think about. Only thing I would think about in the past is my family, who I know directly, or holidays, you know, something that's relevant to today. Or, you know, unexpectedly, you know, being a musician, you know, going to school and finding out about history, looking at history about the French Revolution or something, or history about the Civil Rights Movement, or history about presidents, or history about rock and roll, you know, relation to rock and roll or different rock musicians like Jimi Hendrix, or learning about John Lennon, or learning about Aretha Franklin. That helps me with my music. It's very helpful. That's very fruitful. But I can't worry about who I met 20 years ago when I had a bad experience, or worry about who I was and I don't see them no more, so I'm still stuck. I can't do that. Unless I know them directly, but if I was their friend and I knew them directly now and it was a good relationship, then that'd be okay. But if it's not, I had to move on. So I continue with my music. I continue learning. I continue to try to better enhance myself, healing myself from bad experiences, and continue to live. And that's what I choose to do. Because I had to learn about more and try to be healthier and move on from and transcend to the present and the future. Because sooner or later, if I, you know, I'm not going to be alive no more naturally, and I want to make sure when I'm dead that I learn and do as much as I can, enhancing it, not stay stuck in the past. I also realize that people who I knew in the past didn't want to be around me. It's their loss. There's other people to meet. There's new friends, new people. There's lots of places to go. The world has lots of things to do. In our own timetable, I'm not a rich person. You know, some people are rich, are lucky to do a lot of things monetary-wise. But there's schooling, there's jobs, there's new people to meet, or hobbies, there's goals and dreams. And I choose to do that, and as well as heal myself and learn from the past not to make the same mistake. Because growing, the past was a bad experience, but I learned to stay away from negative people. In the present, hang around with good people. But the truth is, a lot of things in the past, politically or whatever, is never coming back. So it's going to change, because life is going to change. It's always going to change sooner or later. Major change is death, naturally or otherwise. The world is changing. We got COVID. We didn't have COVID 20 years ago, 10 years ago. So that means that I got to continue to go on, move on, so I can be a healthy person, stay in tune to the present, so I can have a good life, stay away from the negative people like criminals, racist people, unhealthy people, drug addicts. Those are bad people anybody should stay away from. We don't hang around with bigots. We don't hang around with criminals. We don't hang around with severely unstable people, or, you know, hang around with good people, and then enhance and move on. That's the choice I have to take in order to stay alive, because I don't want to have mental problems from the past. I want to be healed. That's the choice that we all have to make. And someone can't move on from the past 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. They got some kind of mental health issue. But some people, they are still stuck 40 years ago. They need to seek a psychiatrist, because the past is never coming back. But the present and the future is here to be aware and to keep up with the changes. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.